I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Last year, almost 10 million people were victims of identity theft in one way or another. Stolen credit cards and fake official documents are just two of the more popular ways in which individuals were cheated out of $5 billion. The Federal Trade Commission says the crimes cost banks and businesses as much as $50 billion. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Kai Rizdahl. Kai, first, how do we know it's you? No, we know it's you.
Yeah, there you go.
How does the FTC know what it says it knows about all this identity theft?
Well, here's what they did. In March and April, the consumer protection folks at the FTC talked to about 4,000 people, randomly selected adults, and they extrapolated that data to come up with the figure of almost 10 million people having been victimized by ID theft last year. The actual number, if you need to know, is closer to 9.9 million. They did a little more analysis and decided the incidence of ID theft in the past 5 years comes to a bit over 27 million people, which, if you think about it for just a second, if it's 9 million just last year, that means the rate of ID theft is actually increasing. How much it costs, both to consumers out of pocket and to businesses, depends mostly on how that data is used once it's stolen.
Well, what are these thieves doing with these stolen IDs?
Well, I thought this was the most interesting part and also, in a way, the most troubling. But let's do the costs first, since I guess that's probably what people want to know. If what they do with your ID once they take it is open a brand new financial account, a credit card, for instance, it's much more expensive to you than if they just use one of your existing accounts. So let's say someone gets their hands on your Social Security number. If they use that to get a new MasterCard, the average loss personally, individually, is $1,200. Banks and other businesses are out an average of 10 grand every time that happens. If they just steal from your existing accounts, businesses have an average loss of $2,100. Consumers, as most of us probably know, are protected by law in most of those cases, provided we report the losses. But it's not all just credit cards and bank accounts. There are fake documents, birth certificates, driver's licenses. It turns out, though, the most common non-financial use of stolen personal data is when thieves are stopped by the police, either for that crime or another one. And think about what happens then. You're not necessarily out any money, but you could conceivably wind up with a criminal record you don't really know about.
So you might get a ticket or something like that, and you don't even know about it, and your name shows up on a warrant somewhere.
Exactly, and the officer says, come with me, please.
Yeah. Well, what do you do with all this?
Well, here's really what you have to do. Number one is you have to be careful. Just use some common sense. You could do what my dad does, which is he went to Office Depot and bought himself a little personal shredder, you know, and he gave it to my mom. She's the one who does the bills, and they shred up all the data. The FTC's head consumer protection guy says the best thing you can do, though, is just keep a close eye on your receipts and be careful who you give your credit card number to.
All right, great. What's coming up today, Kai?
Well, I'll tell you what. We will follow all the business news of the day in the Marketplace newsroom, and we'll have a look at the business of sports. The football season starts tonight.
Right. Kai Rizdahl of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.